In this episode, you'll discover the number one growth strategy you're not using that gets listeners hooked instantly and grows your podcast fast.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Maneri.
And in this episode, we're sharing why it feels like no one is paying attention to your show, even though you've had meaningful conversations for years.
The four small but mighty steps you can start taking today that will make your show more bingeable and get way more listeners listening to your podcast.
And a special kind of episode you can start making more often to attract new listeners consistently. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So in just a moment, we're going to show you how to turn your podcast into a must-listen resource by creating urgency.
But just before, we want to break down a few myths that holds podcasters back when it comes to faster podcast growth. Most podcasters believe that to grow a show, they need to produce more content,
post constantly on social media,
and land high-profile guests onto the show.
But this often leads to the feeling of doing so much, but getting so little in return.
And these strategies are only focused on the exposure piece of the podcast.
But actually, there's a core element of the podcast that if you have it, it makes it 10 times easier to grow. It doesn't matter how much content you produce,
how great your promotions are on social media,
or how many high-profile big guests you land on the show. Growing the podcast will forever feel like an uphill battle.
And you're probably thinking, guys, cool, I get it, but what exactly is this thing? Now, this thing really is super important and you do need it to grow your show. So what exactly is it? Well, we kind of gave it away in the first line when we spoke about how to get your podcast to grow by creating what we call urgency. And that's really what we'll talk about today. How to leverage and use urgency to get your audience to act right now to attract more listeners and to grow your show. But I guess some people, Ty, might be thinking, what the hell are these guys on about? So Ty, I guess like, why should people even care about urgency? I guess, why should they care?
Yeah, it's a bit of a vague concept to throw into to growing a podcast, right? So imagine your podcast is comparable to a pharmacy. And obviously there are tons of pharmacies around, right? Everywhere you look, small town, big town, city, you're always going to find a few. And they're all offering different medicines and health tips, but of course, all within the same ballpark. And there's a lot of overlap. And you could stock every type of medicine, right? And these places probably also post health advice on social media and maybe bring in some well-known doctors, and they have blogs and, you know, they do all these things. But unless people have an urgent health issue, they're not rushing in. They're not really just going in there for fun. But imagine there is a sudden breakout of a very mysterious and new illness in your town. If your pharmacy has the only known cure, people are now not just casually browsing, right? They're sprinting towards you, buying your remedy in bulk, telling everyone about it.
Because of urgency there. That sounds great, Ty, but guess what the hell does this have to do with actually growing a podcast?
Well, it's a good point. Let's do a bit of a closer example to podcasting and growing one specifically. Let's say your podcast is not a pharmacy, but it's a study guide for a major exam. And students can find guides everywhere, right? And they can also do a lot more things to study for it. They can go to tutorials, they can watch videos, etc. But if the exam is really far away, they're not really going to go look up a podcast about this exam. But if the exam is tomorrow, then your study guide has all the answers, all the tips to pass, everything they need. Suddenly, students are going to be glued to your guide and searching up your podcast left, right, and center, pulling all-nighters, binging like 10 episodes in a row, recommending it to every classmate, maybe even leaving a review. And that is the power of urgency.
And no, we're not saying in order for you to grow your podcast, you need to turn it into a last-minute cramming session. That wouldn't be very productive and it just wouldn't make any sense at all because your podcast probably has nothing to do with, you know, students passing their exams. Or neither are we saying you have to wait for a natural disaster to hit in order for your show to take off. What we're simply saying is when your podcast is constantly addressing the most urgent and pressing problems of your listeners and what they're going through, they'll start to pay attention. They'll start to listen. They'll start to binge every single episode and they'll take your advice and act on it. Way more of them will start buying more of your products or join your communities because you're helping them solve a painful problem that feels urgent right now. And of course, when you alleviate the pain that they're going through, facing that urgent problem, that's really when the value is created. So with that being said, Tug, I guess the question becomes, how can more of our listeners create urgency and how can they use, again, urgent problems to grow their podcast, to market their show, And, you know, as I'm saying this, I realize we kind of sound like psychopaths a little bit here. Oh, use urgency, use problems, you know. But again, a market, and that's the game we're playing, right?
It's not as sadistic as it sounds. In fact, it's not at all, because this is all under the assumption that your podcast is a very valuable resource that if someone does listen, the right person, their life is actually improved. So it's worth using effective marketing to get them there, right? And it just sounds worse than it is, but actually it's not bad at all. So look, here's how to ethically use your listeners' urgent problems to grow your show.
So step number one, find out what your listeners actually need. I know this sounds super obvious, but it's one that people skip over all the time.
And yeah, dig into their pain points. Hurt them, Anthony. It's not sadistic, I promise.
But it's true, right? So many people kind of, we have this idea, whether you're an expert or an entrepreneur, I think we sometimes get blinded by the idea that we know exactly what audience are going through or how they might describe it themselves. So we kind of just guess, or we maybe speak to one or two clients. But in order to actually create a podcast that, again, is positioned as solving urgent problems for our audience, we have to speak to our audience directly. So what does this look like? We have to, again, do a survey for our audience. If you have a big audience, you are highly engaged. If you don't, you can look at trends. You can check out forums like Quora, where you have a bunch of people kind of just sharing their honest takes on particular topics. Find Facebook groups and communities where people are specifically venting about their problems. And when you join these specific Facebook groups that, again, are in alignment with your podcast and the topic you cover on the show, you're able to really get a deep understanding of what your audience really needs, what they're currently going through, and the painful problems you can start using as leverage and ammunition in order to grow your show. So that's really step number one. Just find out what your listeners truly need. So Tig, what's step number two once we have this information?
Well, step number two is very straightforward to step number one. It's now that we know what the listeners want, create great content that does address their needs.
Whoa.
Yeah, who would have guessed that one? So what does that really mean? Obviously, great content. You know what? You're probably already creating great content if you're even listening to this, because it means that you really care about your podcast. You really want to grow and you really want to make this thing better and get it to more people if you've even come across our content. So I have no doubt that your content is already great. But how do we make it address urgent needs? Well, we focus on the pain points that we discovered from step one. So we create episodes that are centered around, i.e. the title, for example, like the main hook, the main theme of the episode, is centered around fixing the urgent needs of the listeners that we know from our research. Yeah. Ultimately, the main thing here, or the bottom line, is that the key theme of the episode is solving what is urgently on your listeners' minds and urgently holding them back from getting closer to their desired outcome.
And then once you have that, step number three is really, okay, great, we know what our listeners need and what the urgent problems they're facing are. Step two, we've actually created content speaking about those urgent problems and helping them solve those problems. Step number three is simply, hey, that's great, you've created that content, but we all create content and the show still doesn't grow. And oftentimes why maybe some episodes don't pick up as much traction, you're probably in a state where you've been producing content, that's great and that's awesome. However, you might have the best content on earth, but how do we make sure way more listeners actually click play and pay attention to the episode? And the big piece that most people tend to skip over or kind of just overlook, but it's actually so important when it comes to growth, is having irresistible episode titles. Now, of course, the entire trend of this episode is simply how do we use urgency in order to grow your show? And we can actually use urgency when we title your podcast episode. We can make listening to your actual podcast feel more urgent by what we say within your title. And this is something that most people skip over. Now, this is, again, important because if your podcast doesn't feel urgent or the episode doesn't feel urgent, people will just ignore it. They don't want to waste their time. However, when you position your episode as something they need right now, this acts as a trigger to get them to click play straight away without wasting any time. And it means that when you promote your show on social media or when someone discovers your podcast on Apple and Spotify, they'll actually click play right away. So I guess, Ty, what are some examples we could share of maybe normal titles that are okay but aren't urgent versus urgent titles that actually convert way more people into listeners of the show?
Yeah, let's take an easy example like losing weight. You know, an episode title could be Losing Weight 101 or Secrets to Lose Weight with guest name or just How to Lose Weight, right? Which is fine, it's clear at least what it is. We could improve that a lot, but at least it's the bare bones is there. But there's no urgency there. It's just about the topic. Whereas framing it with some urgency would be something like three habits you have that are blocking you from losing weight faster. Because this implies that if they don't listen to this episode, they are actively stopping themselves from losing weight, which makes listening to the episode a lot more urgent. Or another example could be, let's take parenting teens. How to improve your communication skills with teens. It's fine. It's good. There's definitely benefits to it if you are a parent, probably just right off the bat looking at it. But is it urgent? Is it as urgent as something like why your teens don't talk anymore and three simple changes to get them to open up today? I know I've said some numbers in both of these titles. That's not the point. It's not about the three habits or the three simple changes or anything like that. That stuff helps. But really, the crux of the urgency here is why your teens don't talk anymore, or habits you have that are blocking you from losing weight, essentially implying that this thing you are doing that we're sharing in this episode is actively stopping you or actively creating problems for you right now. And so by not listening to the episode, you're prolonging problems that you're already experiencing, not problems that you're going to experience, not stopping a future that you want to have in future, actively keeping yourself in pain right now, which of course creates urgency to then go and listen to the episode and get yourself out of it.
Now, Tig, this makes such a huge difference. And we see, you know, after working with hundreds of podcasters, when we look at our clients and we look at their titles and we look at the trends with episodes that perform super well and trends with episodes that don't perform super well, the ones that perform super well, 9 times out of 10, they feel super urgent. They're positioned as, again, hey, our listeners, you need this right now. And of course, more people click and press play. Now, if you listen to this and you can see the clear before and after, a simple thing you can just do straight away is look at your current titles and ask yourself, do these actually feel urgent or do they feel like a nice to have? If it feels like a nice to have, then people can, again, push it, brush under the carpet, maybe leave it for a couple of days, maybe leave it for a week, or quote unquote, I'll get to that eventually, and then they never actually get to it. So for yourself, review your titles, both past episodes, and ask yourself, how could I make it more urgent? Here are simple things you could do to make it feel more urgent. Saying stuff like, make these changes today. What is actively blocking you right now? Those little words, changes today, right now, that really, again, adds a level of urgency and gets them to realize and pay attention to the fact that, again, it's urgent, need to fix it right now. Now, Tig, what is the final step and final thing that listeners can do in order to use urgency to grow their podcast way faster?
Well, this is a great extra step for if you've applied everything that we said before, or you might be just thinking about applying it as you listen to this and thinking, great, yeah, I can do that with a couple of episodes, but you know, how do I just do that all the time with every episode? Isn't that a bit much? Will I always be able to find things to frame as urgent? You'd be surprised. You'd be able to do a lot more than you think. But of course, it is hard to make everything urgent because by nature, everything can't be urgent, right? Only some things can be urgent. So a great way to supplement it and really increase the amount of times you can use a lot of urgency in your podcast is to add very time-sensitive content. Basically, current trends, things that are happening in your niche right now, because those are urgent because they're current and because they're timely. So the losing weight example, there might be a new study about losing weight that basically gives a quicker way to do it or that frames something people are doing as completely wrong. Creating an episode around that new piece of news would be using urgency. It'd be doing it in a different way. It would be doing it in a way that we call newsjacking, which is kind of like making an episode quickly about stuff that's happening in your space. It's still urgent. It's just the urgency comes from something external rather than something internal.
Awesome. And it's important to know that you don't have to like create like a 20 an hour long episode when you're newsjacking. It can be super simple. It could literally be a 5 to 10 minute episode that just breaks down what's currently going on within your space, like a breaking news that happened right now. Share your insight, give your take, and that's enough. And then if you just have a title and apply what we mentioned in step number 3, making sure the title feels very urgent, you're going to grow way faster because, again, there's going to be tons of people who are already searching for this breaking news within your space. And now you're the person who's positioned as the expert, the authority who's sharing that piece of content. That's how you expand your reach beyond your current listenership. So look, when you do this, when you actually go through the process of finding out more of what your listeners need, and then finally creating very specific content covering those topics, having episode titles that feel irresistible, but even more importantly, that feel urgent right now. And then of course you add in a little sprinkle of newsjacking episodes when you cover timely content within your space. This is such a powerful way to grow your audience. you end up in a spot where you have high energy and timely content that keeps your listeners excited and coming back for more.
And number two, it allows you to reach a new audience who you may have never reached, because when you cover trending topics, you are hitting people who might not be as motivated to search for your regular podcast or your regular topic normally, but their interest in the topic is heightened because of what's going on in the news or because of the new piece of information that came out in the niche. So it's a great way of expanding to a new audience as well and getting people who might have taken months ahead to then finally find your show.
And finally, it means that your marketing efforts become way more powerful, whether that's you getting a high-profile guest onto your podcast and talking about something urgent, which will actually get more of their audience coming to your show, whether that's you promoting on social media, and even though it doesn't convert very high, if it is an urgent content, far more people are more likely to click play and listen. Or whether that's you optimizing your show when it comes to podcast SEO, trying to become more visible on Apple and Spotify, the main platforms new listeners are on. If your titles are now irresistible and feel urgent, more of the listeners who discover your show will click play and listen to you over your competition. And that really is the power of urgency and using it in order to grow your show.
That is a great way to tie off. If you can be chosen in front of your competitors way more often, then you just are going to get way more of the market. And imagine the compounding effects of that long term. It's going to be huge for your podcast and for your business.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.